I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
So good to have you with us on Air Talk, and it's my pleasure starting today to be joined by my KPCC colleagues, the folks who are working in areas that aren't content-specific but are absolutely invaluable because they serve as the backbone of KPCC in many different departments. You won't typically hear them on the air, although I'm very glad that these colleagues will be joining me over the course of this week, because I want you to hear the kind of work that they do to get a sense of the richness of our staff here at KPCC and what they bring to the work, the deep commitment that they have that is the equal to anybody who's working on the content side. And we begin with KPCC Broadcast Production Manager Bianca Ramirez. Bianca, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having us.
I've had the pleasure of knowing you for many years, and like so many people here at KPCC, you've had the chance to move up in your career, do different things here at KPCC. Briefly describe what you do as the production manager of broadcast.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I've been at the company now for 12 years, started out as an intern, moved my way up to the newsroom, worked with, you know, our late host Steve Julien on Morning Edition, and eventually was lead producer on All Things Considered with Nick Roman, and then made the jump over to operations. And I oversee all of the studio engineers here at KPCC. Definitely has been such a whirlwind of a change during the pandemic. The engineers are on the front lines of everything breaking news here. Our own Parker McDaniels, who's, you know, engineering Air Talk right now. And if I can take a moment just to shout out to all of our board ops here at the station.
Please do.
Alex Gonzalez, who's engineering Aaron and I across the hallway on the other side in Studio E. And he's also been, you know, holding down the fort on Morning Edition since we've been low staffed, along with Sean Campbell. And also shout out to Hasmik Pohosian, who engineers Take Two. Eduardo Perez, who's working with the LAS Studios podcast team. Tui Mao on the ATC front in the afternoon with Nick Roman. And, of course, Donald Paz is getting ready to engineer Austin Cross over in Studio F on the other side of the hallway. And, of course, we can't forget Dale Hopeard and Ken Harris, who, you know, keep us on the air on the overnights and the weekends. So it's definitely, you know, the pandemic has changed our workflows, you know, from day in and day out, you know, engineers are working with hosts who are working remotely, like Suzanne Watley and Nick Roman, who we've set up studios, you know, at their house so that they can have a safe and healthy environment to work out of. And I know you, Larry, are cocooned in your own studio so that you can be safe, too, in your own studio. You know, we unfortunately don't have the luxury to, you know, work from home. All of our studio equipment is here at the station, and everybody has been working hard day in and day out, you know, just for the listeners. You know, at the end of the day, we step back and take a look at what we do, and we made this happen. You know, it wasn't easy, but we made it happen, and it's for the listeners.
And Bianca, the thing to me, and I've worked with other engineers at other places, and the engineers who work with you, their sense of commitment to the mission is so great. The conscientiousness, these very sharp people, very dedicated, and everybody here who works at the microphone or producers who work with these engineers sings the praises of this core of people. I think I've worked with about half of the people who you mentioned as Air Talk. I've been here so long as Air Talk engineers. So thank you. It's a tremendous core of people. And thank you for all that you do in keeping the morale high with the team. And of course, the tremendous jigsaw puzzle that's scheduling. It sounds like a lot of names and a lot of engineers, but
definitely.
The demands are great here, so I know that's challenging too. Also joining me is KPCC Media and Broadcast Technology Manager Aaron McGrath. Aaron, thank you very much. Share with us what your job entails.
Sure, yeah. Thank you for having me, Larry. So what I do is I work together with our IT and engineering teams to support all of the systems that take our audio from here in the studios and get it out on air and on our stream to our listeners. So It's a little bit of everything. You know, we support all of the computers that are in our studio, the audio over IP network, which is kind of what allows all of our microphones and audio sources to talk together, to work together. It's also our automation system, which is like this huge database of audio elements that is pretty much any audio that you're hearing that's not on a live mic comes from that system. So for instance, I'd love to have Trombone Shorty play you on in studio every day, but that's a cut that comes from our studio. So yeah, I work together with that staff to kind of make sure that all of our listeners can hear what we're producing every day.
And there's so much just little stuff that's time-consuming. For example, anyone who's a cable or satellite subscriber knows how long it takes to deal with the company when you've got a tech problem. Well, you know, same with Aaron. If our cable connection goes out and we don't have access to live pictures of news, we're sunk. So that's all of a sudden, you know, goes to the top of his list that he has to try and get a problem resolved, which probably doesn't originate inside here, but comes from our cable provider, for example. So you know, a lot of what you're doing, Aaron, I assume is you know, stuff that you didn't come into work necessarily knowing you were going to have to deal with.
Oh, sure. I mean, I would say that like the best part of my job, though, that every day is a little bit different, you know, like you say, there's a lot of preventative maintenance involved. For instance, you know, in our studios, our audio consoles are going on about 10 years old. And one of the big projects that me and my team have coming up is we're going to replace all of those audio consoles, including the one that puts you on air in Studio A. So, yeah, every day's a little bit different, but that is definitely the joy of it. And the joy is also, you know, working with the team of IT and engineering professionals that I get to work with, too. I'm gonna just take a little opportunity to go with Bianca's lead here for a second and just shout out Sal Cerritos, Tinson Lee, Sandy Lee, Lance Harper, and Rick Esparza, who are all part of this team that make it happen. So I just want them to get a little bit of recognition and credit here, too.
As they deserve. And throughout the course of the rest of this week, we're going to be talking with other members of KPECC's backbone, those who provide the essential services to keep KPECC coming your way. Because I know so often it's easy as a listener to think just about the content, but there is so much more that goes on in providing you with what you get, or with LAist, for example, providing a service like that. And members of our IT team or of the broadcast operations area will often be here in the middle of the night doing things they simply can't do during the day when we are live broadcasting from the studios. So they're doing overnight work. And then, of course, keeping their fingers crossed that whatever fix actually when we go live on the air works, because, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. You made me nervous, Aaron, when you're talking about replacing the console, because like fixing a house, it's always the unintended consequences that get in the way.
Sure. Well, it's very much a measure three times, cut once type of operation.
Sure. So true. So true. And Bianca, just back to you for where do you find the engineers who come to work for KPCC?
Well, a lot of our engineers have, you know, started out through our internship program here at KPCC. A lot of them come from Pasadena City College, and then they go through a fellowship program. And, you know, we take the time to develop their skills. And if they want to learn new skills and understand a new show and run a new show, we give them the opportunity to do so. More recently, I made an announcement that we've hired a new Morning Edition engineer, and this will be the first external candidate. Definitely going to join a team that's, you know, been in the weeds of everything breaking news. But yeah, I mean, we have all kinds of skill sets here on our team, from, you know, folks doing live events, to, you know, working with musicians and, you know, working, you know, on every single show. I think every engineer here on our team has worked with you at a certain point. And we give them all the opportunity to be able to grow their skill set
that way. That's great. And you mentioned Michael Sanchez, who's joining the team. I was looking at all the stuff he's done over his career. Very impressive. As so many of the people work here at KPCC are multi-talented and have the opportunity to really do that as well. Bianca, thank you so much. Aaron, thank you, not just for joining us, but your tremendous dedication and your work on behalf of all of us at KPECC.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I am so fortunate to get to work with people like Aaron and Bianca and the other folks who will be coming on this week, and then all the people, as you heard the names, that they represent here, which are essential to KPECC's operation.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.